ಕಲಾತ್ರಾದಿಷು ಆತ್ಮಸಾನ್ಯೇಶ್ವಸಾತ್ಪತಿ ತೇಷಾಂ ಪ್ರಮಾಥೋ ನಿಧಾನಂ ಕಸ್ಯನಾಪಿ ನ ಪಶ್ಯತೆ. Persons devoid of Atma-Tattva do not inquire into the problems of life. Being too attached to the fallible soldiers, like the body, children, and wife, although sufficiently experienced, they still do not see their inevitable destruction. Tasmad Bharata Saravatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari Srotavya Kirtitavyascha Smaratavyasche Chathabhayam. Bharat, one who desires to be free from all miseries must hear about, glorify, and also remember the personality of Godhead, who is the super soul, the controller, and the savior from all miseries. Someone is translating in the back. In the previous verse, Sri Shukadeva Goswami has described how the foolish materially attached men are wasting their valuable time in the improvement of the material conditions of life by sleeping, indulging in sex life, developing economic conditions, and maintaining a band of relatives who are to be vanquished in the air of oblivion. Being engaged in all these materialistic activities, the living soul entangles himself in the cycle of the law of fruitive action. This entails the chain of birth and death in the 8,400,000 species of life. This Bhagavatam is, in essence, the answer to Maharaj Parikshit's most illustrious question to Shukadeva Goswami. Maharaj Parikshit inquired, "What is the duty of a man about to die? What is the essence of all religions? What is the supreme occupation for all humanity?" And the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, in fact, the conclusions of all the scriptures in the world, in essence, are summarized in this verse. Tasmad Bharata Saravatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari Srotavya Kirtitavyascha Smaratavyasche Chathabhayam. O descendant of King Bharat, one who desires to be free from all miseries must hear about, glorify, and also remember the personality of Godhead, who is the super soul, the controller, and the savior from all miseries. In this world, the mind is constantly seeking pleasure, trying to find some resting place where it can find relief from pain and enjoy unlimited pleasure. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami explains that the fulfillment of all our heart and mind's desires can be achieved by always remembering Krishna. because Krishna is Bhagavan. He is the supreme, all-attractive personality of Godhead, the source of all beauty, all knowledge, all strength, all wealth, all fame, and all renunciation. The mind is looking for pleasure by reposing itself in these opulences which attract our hearts. In this world, all the opulences we see are only part and parcel, only extensions of the opulence of Krishna. If we understand a thing's connection to Krishna, we can see Krishna everywhere. As Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, for one who sees me everywhere and everything in me, for him I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. But when we fail to understand what is the connection of anything to Krishna, and we try to find shelter and pleasure in any of the manifestations of this world without remembrance of Krishna, then whether we enjoy or suffer in a temporary way, we are simply binding ourselves in the entanglements of deeper and deeper illusion. Therefore, the human form of life is especially meant for this purpose, to always remember Krishna, to never forget Krishna. There are three types of people, in general, who are engaged in three types of activities. There is the human being who is in the mode of goodness, the mode of passion, and a mode of ignorance. And these three modes of material nature categorize practically everything that exists. There is religion in the mode of goodness, in the mode of passion, and in the mode of ignorance. There is food that is categorized in these modes. Activities, desires. In this material world, all there is these three modes of material nature, which are impelling so many variegatedness. And these three modes of material nature are called gunas in Sanskrit. And the great acharyas, they define guna as a rope. Ropes that keep us bound. Bound to the shackles of the repetition of birth and death. And the more we associate and grab on to these ropes, the more we become contaminated in our consciousness. Krishna consciousness is our original natural consciousness. Just as when the rain falls from the cloud, in its original state it is pure. But when it comes to the ground, that pure condition becomes mixed with the earth, and it turns to mud, and its original clarity is lost. Our Guru Maharaj would sometimes explain what is the difference between goodness, passion, and ignorance. It is the difference of the quantity of mud that mixes with the water. If there is a little bit of mud mixed with the water, or if the water falls to the ground in that way, it still remains quite clear. But when it gets mixed with more mud, it is like Rajaguna. It becomes even more and more black, dark, and clouded. And when it becomes completely immersed like a mud ball. That is like tamoguna. All of its clarity is just completely covered and blocked by this foreign substance. So the three modes of material nature, in fact, everything within this material nature is foreign substance to the original soul. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would say, this material world is no place for a gentleman. Because everything that happens, all the infatuations, are simply meant to further cloud our consciousness from its original pure state. But real religion, the highest religion, Savai Pung Shambhuro Dharamo Yato Bhakti Radhokshuche Ahoitaki Aprati Hatha Yajatma Suprasidati, is meant to bring our consciousness to its original pure state, Krishna consciousness, where we have no desires for anything but the loving service of the Lord. Because the soul is part and parcel of Krishna. The soul's only true identity is to be the eternal servant of Krishna. Guru Maharaj would sometimes say that people are so much under false designations, thinking, I am man, I am woman, I am American, I am Indian, I am rich, I am poor, I am from this caste, or I am from that caste. These are all temporary designations, which only pertain to the temporary external dress. Krishna explains in the Gita that this body is a dress. Some of us are wearing saffron dress, some are wearing white dress, some blue dress. Some of the ladies have so many color dresses. Srila Prabhupada said, when somebody asks, who are you? Do you say, I am Mr. White Dress. I am Mr. Black Dress. I am Mrs. Golden and Red Dress. But actually, saying I am American, saying I am Indian, any designation pertaining to this body is just an explanation of what type of dress you're wearing. But who are we? What is our real needs? That is what real religion is about. To behave and to act according to our original constitutional nature, which means to engage in the loving service of Krishna. And by serving Krishna, we naturally remember Krishna. And Sukadeva Goswami is here explaining the simple and sublime process of real religion. To always to become free from all the miseries of the world, we must hear about Krishna, we must glorify Krishna, and we must remember Krishna. Knowing that He is the Super Soul, He is the Lord within the heart of every living being. He is the ultimate controller, and He is the only real Savior. Nothing can save us except Krishna. Through modern technology, science, so many wonderful, wonderful types of inventions have been created by man, all trying to give shelter to our loneliness, our frustration, and our miseries. If you ever talk to an old person, they're practically constantly just thinking about how they're old. I used to be able to do like that, but now I'm just old. Every time they move and they feel their limbs so stiff and painful, they think, I'm old. They're constantly remembering their body in old age. They cannot eat properly. They cannot digest properly. They cannot walk properly. They cannot see properly. They cannot do anything properly because they're simply growing old. But that old age, if it hasn't come upon you yet, it is just now coming. Little Madhava, Priyavrat, and their friends, now they're running, jumping, playing on drums. They do not think that I am getting old. When they see an old person, they laugh. Ah, just see how old. They can't do anything. But that old person was laughing just before also. And someday, children will laugh at you. That is the nature of the world. It is coming, and it comes so quickly. Life goes by, it appears like it's only seconds. So what to do with this existence that we are somehow or other entrapped in? To utilize it for the ultimate purpose of life, by hearing about Krishna, by glorifying Krishna, by always remembering Krishna. When Prahlad Maharaj was asked by his friends, why you are telling us to follow this path of Bhagavad Dharma? We are children. You shouldn't preach such high philosophy to children. Children means we should study and play, that's all. We go to school, we study, then we go and play with our friends, then we eat, that's all. Yes? They will not agree in the assembly of so many people. But when they leave the room, they may agree amongst themselves. Yes. Let us play. Play is good for children, but the play should be in such a way that it helps us to remember Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj told his friends, Komara Achare Pragyo Dharaman Bhagavatan Iha, that the earlier you start your spiritual life, the better. Prahlad was speaking to friends who were only 5 years old. How old are you, Madhu? Huh? 9. Priyavrat? 8. How much? 13. Compared to Prahlad's friends, you are old men. Grand old men. When you're 5 years old and you see somebody 13, you think, God, is he ever big? Someday I'll be like that. But Prahlad told him, 5 years, it's already getting late. Now is the time. Because death can come at any moment. And even if death doesn't come for some time, the impressions of what we do is influencing our consciousness for our whole life. Some of the elder ladies and gentlemen here who come to Krishna consciousness at a later age, they think, what have I done all my life? I have to undo everything I have done. I have to, all the garbage I have just collected in my mind, now somehow or other I have to empty it. Why didn't I just keep it empty from the beginning and fill it with Krishna by chanting his holy names? Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And as we become more purified through the process of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, naturally, everything reminds us of Krishna. Krishna reveals himself to us in everything, everywhere. And that is the perfection we are all seeking. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us this wonderful, wonderful way of life. There is a theory based on the deepest and greatest philosophy, but there is also a practical lifestyle by which we can realize this theory. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself appeared in the form of a devotee. He appeared to teach us what is the perfection of life, how to always remember Krishna. Of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the mood of his own pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani, to demonstrate the extent in which spiritual ecstasy through remembrance of Krishna can inundate the soul with pleasure. There are many wonderful, wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, of how he would remember Krishna. Should I tell something? During the final years of Lord Chaitanya's life, in the Gambira, his residence near the Jagannath temple in Puri Dham, he would spend most of his time in the association of his very, very intimate loving devotees, such as Ramananda Rai, Swarup Damodara Goswami, his servant Govinda. And because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so restless in ecstatic love, they would sometimes close the doors of his room just so he wouldn't endanger his body. So one time, all the three doors of his room were locked, and Govinda was just outside, laying in the doorways. But somehow or other, nobody knows to this day how it happened, but he got out of the room without even opening the doors. Krishna can do anything. And what happened is he just began to hear from his heart, he began to hear the sound of Krishna's flute. So he became attracted to this beautiful sound vibration, and he wanted to find Krishna in the cows. So just near the Jagannath temple, there was a stall, a goshala, where cows were being kept. So Lord Chaitanya ran to where those cows were in his ecstasy of remembering Krishna. And he just went into such a state that no one has ever seen, nor anyone will ever see again, the prema, the love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his ecstatic love, he just became completely unconscious. And when Govinda heard that there was no sounds in the house, in the residence of Gambira, he went to look, and Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai, they all began to search, looking all over for Lord Chaitanya. They were looking here, there, and everywhere. And ultimately they came to the place of the Tailinga cows. And there they saw Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. In his love of God, he was laying there in an unconscious state. Unconscious means externally unconscious, but internally absorbed in such feelings for Krishna that his limbs, his arms and his legs retracted and went into his trunk, just like a tortoise withdraws his limbs within his shell. He was laying there. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says he looked like a big pumpkin. There were no legs, no arms. His mouth was foaming. Tears were flowing from his eyes. Whatever was the scene of his body, there were all sorts of lumps of ecstatic horripilations. And the cows were sniffing his body, finding great pleasure. And the devotees were trying to take the cows away from Lord Chaitanya, but the cows were so much attracted to just smelling the body of the Lord and associating with his body that they just wouldn't go away. So ultimately the devotees had to somehow carry him back to his residence, and then they began to very loudly chant the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And they were chanting and chanting for a very, very long time. And ultimately Lord Chaitanya, somehow or other that chanting entered his ears and went into his inner heart. And then he came into his external consciousness. And then all of his limbs came out. He began to chant with his devotees. And he said, why have you taken me here? Why have you made this loud noise? And he explained how he was in the pasture, how he was in the pasture grounds with Krishna, watching Krishna and the gopas and the gopis playing their flutes and dancing together and joking together with the cows. He said, I was in the eternal land of Vrindavan. Why have you brought me back to this place with your loud chanting? Another time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking near the Aitota temple and he saw the ocean. And when he saw the ocean, he immediately thought of the river Jamuna. And just by the thought of the river Jamuna, he became so attracted that he jumped in the ocean. And then he was no longer in external consciousness. He went in a state of internal consciousness. And he just started floating in the waves like a piece of dry wood. He was floating and floating. And sometimes he would go under the water, and sometimes he would come above the water. And he was going further and further away toward the Konark temple. And the devotees, they couldn't understand. They were just walking with him before. He just disappeared. He ran so swiftly into the ocean, nobody saw where he went. So they were thinking, where is the Lord? They went to Jagannath's temple. They went to Gundicha temple. They were going to so many places, but nowhere could they find him. They were searching throughout the night. Finally, the day came, and they were in so much distress. They were thinking, perhaps the Lord have left us. Ultimately, they were walking down the beach, farther and farther. And Swarup Damodar and the devotees happened to see a fisherman. And this fisherman was just laughing and dancing like a madman as he was chanting the holy names, Hari, Hari.
Hari, Hari.
And And Swarup Damodar was thinking, he must have seen the Lord. So he went and he asked the fisherman, what is the reason for your condition? And he said that I was fishing in my boat and I had a net, and in my net I caught a dead corpse. And this is a very dangerous dead corpse, because when I tried to take him out of the net, as soon as I touched him, a ghost came out of the corpse and entered my body and made me mad. As soon as I touched him, I began to tremble in fear. My body began to shiver. Tears started flowing from my eyes. My hair started standing erect, and I began to dance. He said, I am a fisherman, and my occupation is in solitary place to kill fish. And to protect myself from danger, I always chant the Narasingha mantra. And every time I have ever chanted Narasingha mantra, it has always kept ghosts and kept all dangers away from me. But this ghost is so powerful, I don't understand. Every time I chant the Narasingha mantra, these experiences of weeping and trembling and chanting these Hari Hari and dancing, it just doubles and doubles and doubles every time I chant the mantra. He said, this corpse, the body is very long, and all the joints are dislocated, and there is many, many inches of just flesh between each side of the joint. His arms, legs, elongated, and this corpse has such a ghost in it that even though he's laying there with half-open eyes, he makes this sound, gong, gong. And Swarup Damodar Goswami said, can you take me to see this corpse? He said, no, it's too dangerous. If you even look at him, he will enter your body, this ghost, and make you into a complete madman. Look at me, I have gone mad. I am now looking for an exorcist, one who can take ghosts out of people's bodies. And Swarup Damodar Goswami said, I am an exorcist. And he put his hand on the fisherman's head and he began to chant mantras. And then after he chanted the mantra, he slapped the fisherman 3 times. He said, now there's no need to fear. There's no ghost. He said, actually, what you consider ghost is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the fisherman said, I have seen Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He doesn't look anything like this. And Swarup Damodar says, you have to understand, this is the way his body sometimes becomes when he falls into these states of ecstatic love. But what you consider to be crazy, madness, is actually love of God. For anyone who simply touches the body of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes inundated in the perfection of life, of pure unalloyed love for Krishna. And now you are experiencing the ecstasies that everyone in this world is ultimately striving to achieve. Now please take me to the Lord. So the fishermen took them, and there Lord Chaitanya, his body all elongated, covered from head to toe with sand, laying there. And the devotees, upon seeing him, they were very shocked. They began to chant the holy names very, very loudly.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Still, the Lord was not responding. He was absorbed in such an internal state of trance that they had to continue chanting even louder. And after some time, the Lord came out of his trance and his body again became normal. And he asked, "Why have you brought me here?" He said, I was with Krishna and Sri Radharani and their friends, the gopis. And I was on the bank of the Jamuna watching how they were having such wonderful, wonderful pastimes in the river Jamuna, laughing and splashing one another with water. And I was assisting, I was serving them in that way. And now you have made these loud noises and you have taken me from that place of Vrindavan and brought me here. Why have you done this? Where am I?" And Swarup Damodar Goswami explained. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally exhibited to the world the most exalted states of love of God, which cannot be imitated by anyone. But he has also come to give us entrance into that realm of love of God. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that anyone who simply hears these pastimes of the Lord's love will naturally develop love of God oneself. So this is the mercy that Rupa Goswami extols with beautiful verses. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give what no other incarnation has ever given, the love of Vrindavan. He has come to teach everyone in this age of Kali how to purify the consciousness and bring it back to its original state, Prema Pumartha Mahan, the state of loving Krishna. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasochati Nakangshati. In this world, everyone is anxiety over hankering what we don't have, lamenting for what we lose. But a devotee becomes Prasanatma, becomes joyful. Because by chanting Hare Krishna and by living according to the Krishna conscious principles, the joyful nature of the soul is awakened. And what is that nature? To always hear about Krishna, to always glorify Krishna, and to always remember Krishna. So this is what our life is all about. To accept the gift of Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya in the association of devotees. Really, these are the only activities that go on. Hearing about Krishna, chanting Krishna's names, and remembering Krishna. In fact, Srila Prabhupada has given us a way of life in which we can naturally remember Krishna. When we come to the temple, everything is meant simply for this purpose. We see the beautiful deity. The deity is non-different than Krishna. When we see the deity, we remember Krishna. When we see the devotees, we remember Krishna. When we hear the holy name or hear the narration of the Bhagavat or the Gita, we remember Krishna. By remembering Krishna, we can transcend the three modes of material nature. and the ghost of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes into our life. And that is our great longing, that let the mercy of the Lord enter our hearts and make us mad, mad to hear the Lord's glories, to chant his name, and to dance. Srila Prabhupada explains that when one sincerely chants the Maha Mantra, the natural inclination is to dance. Why? Because when the soul begins to dance in jubilation upon the name of the Lord, naturally the body also wants to dance. So this process of chanting and dancing is just what Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us. In the spiritual world, there's no talking, there's only chanting. Every sound is a song. And there's also no walking, there's only dancing. This is Vrindavan. Brahma Samhita explains, where every step is dance, and every sound is song, and the constant companion is Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains that this process of kirtan is actually the life of in the spiritual world. What Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done through this Harinam Sankirtan movement is he has actually given us entrance into the activities of the spiritual world, chanting and dancing and feasting. Just like Srila Prabhupada, one time he was very grave, very, very grave and silent. And a devotee, sometimes devotees, they'll do anything, they'll say anything. Prabhupada was in such a grave state of consciousness. And one of his disciples said, Srila Prabhupada, what are you thinking of? And Srila Prabhupada replied, I am simply meditating on what is in Krishna's lunchbox. So this is the activities of the spiritual world, chanting, dancing, and feasting. Actually, this is the most profound meditation. The ultimate conclusion of all philosophy is with a simple and loving heart to remember Krishna. What did Mother Yashoda put in Krishna's lunchbox today? That was Prabhupada's meditation. So Lord Chaitanya has given us life in the spiritual world. Whenever the devotees are chanting and dancing together, factually, they are in the spiritual world. Whenever they are chanting the Maha Mantra, the names of Radha and Krishna, they are factually in Vrindavan. But the problem is that sometimes our mind goes somewhere else, and we do not realize the ecstatic situation that we have been given. But by continuing this process of chanting, dancing, and feasting, gradually we realize the ultimate and supreme gift that Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas have given us, entrance into the spiritual world. So Srila Prabhupada told us, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Maharaj Parikshit, He is being explained here that this is the supreme religion, this is the supreme occupation for all humanity, and this is the first and greatest duty of a man about to die. To hear about Krishna, to glorify Krishna, and to remember Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And our prayer is that someday we will also be possessed by that ghost that entered the heart of the fisherman, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to make us mad with love of God. The devotees are going out each day during this month to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. And this is such a very, very wonderful service. In fact, to give a person medical assistance is good because it relieves pain from the body for some time. But to give a person the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Srila Prabhupada has revealed to the world through his books, is to give a person the opportunity to gain entrance into the spiritual world. It is to give a person the only real solution to all the problems of this life, Krishna consciousness. So those who perform this work in a spirit of sincere compassion are actually performing the greatest welfare activity in all of creation. And what is in Srila Prabhupada's books, the books of the great acharyas, should also be exemplified by our lives. In this age of Kali Yuga, the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is the most sublime means of purification of the heart. This is the conclusion of all of the writings of the great souls. So let us distribute these books with great enthusiasm, and let us show the world how wonderful and joyful a life it is to be in the association of devotees chanting the holy names. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I am very much happy to be with all of you again at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. This temple is becoming quite well known for devotees who like to chant and dance. And this is our service to the world, to chant and dance. Because if they see how wonderful a life this is, how this Harinam Sankirtan brings people together in such a pure and loving way, the whole world will want to take the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Chant and dance. So at this time, I request all of you to chant and dance. Is there any questions? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.